Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
If you like true historical stories told in a narrative style, then I think you're going to like what our literary critic Cara Martin has to share tonight, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book called Caleb's Crossing. It's by the Australian author Geraldine Brooks, and it tells the story of an episode in Native American Indian history. There's religion and spirituality. There are deep friendships. There are cultural tensions. Sounds like a good yarn. Welcome, Cara.
Greetings.
It's lovely to see you. Telling an historical story is no easy task. I mean, an author's never going to please everyone in that realm, are they?
Absolutely. And Kate Grenville actually found this when she wrote her book Secret River, which was a great popular success. But it was about the Aboriginal people of Australia and a particular issue in history. And she came under a lot of fire from historians for the way that she portrayed the story, even though, as she was saying, you know, this is largely a work of fiction. And Geraldine Brooks has done it now with Native American history, which as an Australian, you know, could be a dangerous thing to do, but in another way might be a safer thing to do, I'm not sure. But she is particularly rigorous in her research, and she also worked very closely with the community she was writing the story about. And actually, she actually lives at Martha's Vineyard, where this story is set. Wow. And so she actually had many years of living within this community before she decided to write the story.
So tell us what the story's about.
Okay. It tells the story of the first Native Indian to graduate from Harvard College, and his name was Caleb, but I suspect it wasn't his original name, and it wasn't. No. And his surname, and forgive my pronunciation, was Chishatamak.
About 20 letters by my reading. You're very brave for taking it off.
It's a remarkable story because in those days with Harvard College, all your learning was done in Latin. And for a Native American who had to learn English and then had to learn Latin as well as Greek and Hebrew, it's just an amazing story that he came to that place. There is actually very little information that survives about Caleb, and even from students who were his contemporaries, which I think actually indicates some of the undercurrents of racism at the time. Basically, there was a belief that white people were superior to Native Indians, even when you had a fellow student at Harvard.
What kind of time are we talking about?
This was in the 1700s, so yes. It was a fair while ago. Yes. And the way that Brooks actually overcomes that problem of having a lack of detail is she invents this other character, Bethia Mayfield, who she actually models on a real-life a conservative evangelical missionary family of the time.
So how is she portrayed? How's the missionary family portrayed? I mean, it's interesting to see whether Christianity gets a good rap or a bad one.
I think that in this book, Christianity gets a reasonable rap. There are some things that are going to make you wince, but I mean, for good reasons. For example, the reason that her family actually went to the island of Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Boston was because there was a dispute over the way that you do baptisms in churches.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you just go, oh, rats, yes, you know, like, couldn't it have been something more significant or meaningful? But that was significant and meaningful in its time. Yes. And so there's sort of stuff like that. But on the other hand, here is a family who, you know, where the Bible is a very significant book for them, and all there's so much teaching about the Bible and faith in this book, which is a secular book, that it's, it's really interesting to read about.
And she gets that right?
Yeah, she, in her research, she actually looked up journals from Christian ministers at the time and quoted from them verbatim some of the discussions that those missionaries were having with Native Indians. So, I hadn't realised she did that when I was reading the book. It's something I found out afterwards. And I was thinking, well, that's why there has this ring of authenticity about those conversations.
Yes. There's very much tied in with missionary work, that inseparable desire to civilize people like this.
Absolutely, and that certainly comes through here. So there's this idea that when for a native Indian like Caleb to show that he was a true convert, then he had to leave his family, he had to leave the Indian village, he had to come and live, he had to, well, wear clothes, he had to come and live in a white person's house, eat our food. There was all that was part of showing you were a true convert, and yeah. That sort of stuff. I'm really relieved that a lot of those ideas we've left behind, but that was of its time.
And this fictional character, Bethia Mayfield, actually embraces some of the aspects of North American spirituality.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure about that. I think that's something that we would do these days, and certainly we see around us a huge embracing of all forms of different spirituality and things like that. But I wonder about the daughter of a missionary, whether she would do the same thing.
In those days.
In those days, yeah. Yes. That sort of, I just wondered a bit about, you know, maybe this was a little bit of sort of postmodernism sort of creeping in. But on the other hand, they are issues that were, I mean, her exploring of that with Caleb is an interesting dimension to their friendship, their relationship.
So to some, it might seem a bit of a dry topic. I mean, there'd be people interested in this kind of historical perspective and from the faith perspective as well. What do you reckon about it? Good read?
It's a great read. Yeah. There's this, you see, what brings Caleb and Bethia together is something that would have a wide interest, which is the fact that they're both sort of people who are excluded in some way, because of course women at this time were sort of reasonably powerless. So they face a lot of the same struggles. There were some people who said, you know, the native Indian shouldn't be educated. And certainly at this time, Bethia was told that she shouldn't be educated at any level beyond learning to read. And she had a great desire to go further with her own scholarship and learning, and she was prevented from doing it. And there was also the issue that women at this time, all their major life choices were made by the men in their lives. So that sort of restriction of freedom and some of those things, there's some of the things that she really rails against. And I think that dynamic of these two people who are in very different situations in some ways but face that same sense of powerlessness and choices being made for them, they decide to form a friendship, a very unlikely friendship, but a very strong friendship and dynamic. And I think that sustains the book and makes it a really, really interesting read.
Mm. So the title, Caleb's Crossing, I take it that's a crossing of cultures.
Absolutely.
And does it work with him, in your view?
I think it does. I mean, the fact that he did graduate from Harvard meant that he made amazing sacrifices. That's based on a true situation. So, you know, it actually happened. And there were other native Indians who went through this process as well. In some ways, the question is, how much did he sacrifice in making that crossing? And that's really the heart of the book.
Who would enjoy the book?
I think it's got potential for a wide readership, but I think what this is one of those books where it can start a really interesting conversation with people about Christianity and faith and the issues that it raises. So it's a great opportunity for a book group or as a gift to a friend to start a conversation. Mm.
Cara Barton, always great to talk. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Your wonderful work. Good on you. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.